Famine. I'm your guest, your host, Philip DeRoche. Thanks for listening. 5:30 next time. Check us out on the web, www.citr.ca. It's been wonderful being with you. Have a great rest of your day.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Squeaky chairs, and we're off to the races. I think we're here. Yes, we are. And Philippe is just splitting here. Always make good earplugs. Yes, there you go. It's time now at 2.5 minutes after 6 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're slowly slipping into the ocean. But not before Radiohead at Thunderbird Stadium, of course.
How come I end up where I started? How come I end up where I went wrong? Don't take my eyes off the ball again. You reel me out, then you could just dream.
The beautiful sea is where we are. Yes, UBC, as you may or may not have heard, is slowly slipping into the ocean. The cliffs are wearing away. And what, how many thousand years before we hit the ocean? I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. Anyway, there's Wolf Parade. Got a good write-up. Of course, it is a commercial, too, but on the back page of Discorder Magazine, our very own magazine here at CITR. A little mention of Wolf Parades at Mount Zoomer, their latest CD LP. And that was a track entitled Soldier's Grin, actually the first song on the new Wolf Parade CD. Got things rolling with a band that's, of course, out at UBC. In this general vicinity, in not too long from now. In fact, Radiohead will be playing on Tuesday, August the 19th at Thunderbird Stadium. No, we won't be doing yoga. We'll be exercising our limbs, though, for sure, with the music of Radiohead. That was 15 Step. Welcome to the Tanner Manor on CITR-FM. On tonight's program, we'll hear from Dark Matter Man with a night sky scan. Michael Strainick has an enlightening UFO report. Plus music from many spectrums of sound, including the Summer of Love and the Folk Festival. But first, for all of you that attended True Colors at Deer Lake Park.
Frenzy gets me higher and higher. The willpower, my wallet's on fire. Fashion frenzy gets me higher and higher. to do. Settle down, cause we're slipping right through.
She might be a little noisy for a silent madam, but nevertheless, Green Hour Band, yeah, Green Hour Band's the Green Hour Band CD, and that silent madam for you here on Son of Night Dreams, formerly Radio Radio. It's been back and forth, and this is Jolly John with you till 7:30 tonight, and then I believe Gary Kay and Radio Free Gak will be back on the air. Just before the Green Hour Band, the B-52s performed Funplex. They performed very fun-like, and that was the title track of their CD, by the way. That was at the True Colors Show, of course, out at Deer Lake Park just a few weeks back now. It was a perfect day. Ended up a little bit of rain spitting down at the end of the show, but wow, all the shows, all the groups were just fine, and I can't wait for the next Deer Lake Park concert, which, let's see, that's Feist, yeah, coming up on August 5th.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life? I want to rock.
We're rocking down to the beach because it's summertime at CITR, and that's the place to be, right? Just finishing off a snack, are you? Okay, well, don't forget, if you are finishing off dinner or supper, whatever you call it, food rich in color protects our cells. That's right. Dark-colored chemicals that shield a plant from ultraviolet light is also good for humans, so make sure your vegetables are dark in color. And, oh, yes, I know, you can. After dinner, have a chocolate because it does help. That's right. Key ingredients in chocolates stimulate the release of a feel-good chemical. Okay, well, the ingredient, of course, is tryptophan, and the feel-good chemical is serotonin. We're swinging with serotonin at CITR. Michael Franti coming to the Folk Festival this weekend.
Never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. Three-piece suits and bank accounts in Bahamas.
scammers. Wall Street crime will never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. The F-15 is a homicide bomber. TV commercial for a popper pill culture. Drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna bother your fire? Sends you an omen. A revolution never come with a warning. A revolution. Everyone addicted to the same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of the river to the banks of the greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on a record, you can play us on a CD. All the shit you giving us is fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. Tell a corporation you can never globalize. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah, fire. Revolution never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning. Revolution never send you an owner.
The Breeders. The Breeders have a new CD at CITR. That was Istanbul. Check it out. Before that, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Yell Fire. Just make sure there's really one burning, though. And don't forget to catch Michael Franti and Spearhead. They're part of the 31st Annual Folk Festival at Jericho Beach Park this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think they're on Sunday night. Check the schedule at thefestival.bc.ca and get more information on that. You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is Son of Night Dreams. And this is Long John Tanner with you till 7:30 here for a Monday afternoon, Monday, July 14th. Oh, the weather's great out there. And we're going to play a little Chad Allen and the Reflections right now from a CD called Early Roots. We're actually going to play a couple of tunes that feature Randy Bachman. I don't know if you pick him up on the radio. Randy has a show called Randy's Vinyl Tap on CBC on Saturday nights. And it's actually kind of an interesting show. He gets into a lot of historical stuff from his past. But I just recently read an article in the paper about Randy, and he's still searching for his Holy Grail. Actually, it's a late 1950s orange Gretsch guitar, the Chet Atkins model. It was stolen from a Toronto hotel room back in 1976, and it was his first real professional guitar. Actually, it was the guitar he used on Shaken All Over with the Guess Who and Taking Care of Business with BTO. But he still can't find it, although they do think that the Thompson twins from Britain actually have it. How they got it, I don't know. But anyhow, if you know where that guitar is, Randy would appreciate it. We're going to play a couple of Randy Bachman tunes that are kind of obscure, starting off with when Randy played with Chad Allen and the Reflections back in the mid-60s in Winnipeg, and then something a little more recently from a few years ago. So let's check out these two selections and see if you can detect Randy playing guitar. Here it's an old Cliff Richard and the Shadows song.
Same old word will tell me that I do. Cause I got a funny feeling that I'm falling in love with you. Yes, you're the one. But don't try to run. If it turns out right, I'll squeeze you tight. I've got a
nothing like 100 cups of coffee. First thing in the morning, it'll run across your cereal dish. Straight to the butter dish, girl.
There he is, Randy Bachman on guitar, but who else was in there? Well, yes, good question. Oh, hold on here, hold on, we're not ready for that one yet. Sorry, wrong button. All right, too many lights flashing at me all at the same time here. Garnet Sweatshirt was the name of that group, and the song was Houston. The song was written by Chris Houston, Randy Bachman, Brian Goble, and John Card, who also performed in that too. Chris on vocals and guitar, Randy Bachman on guitar, and that was recorded back in 2000, and it's the band called Garnet Sweatshirt, Curse of the Canadian Rock Star. And there's some great Canadian rock stars on there, of course. Brian Goble, of course, as you know, is Wimpy Roy from the Subhumans, and a lot of really interesting people. You should check out that CD, Garnet Sweatshirt, from the year 2000, and Cockatoo. All right, and Chad Allen and the Reflections from the mid-60s doing a Cliff Richard song from their Early Roots CD. Okay, we were going to get on our UFO guy. I think he was calling me, but now he's gone again, okay? Just want to let you know that the Summer of Love is happening on 4th Avenue again. That's right, got to let you know that August 16th is the date to write on your calendar. It's a Saturday. And August 16th is the date for the Summer of Love, sometimes called Hippie Days, out on 4th Avenue. We'll be closing the street down. Got a couple of live stages at 4th and Vine and 4th and Cypress. And a lot of really interesting bands. The Pointed Sticks will be playing this year, too. We've got the Falcons, great instrumental band. We've got Wager. Kentish Steel will be there, Young and the Restless, Brainchild, United Empire Loyalists, and Ross Barrett, Flower Child. But this band you're going to really enjoy. They're called the Melodic Energy Commission, and they're opening up at 4th and Vine in around 11:45. So check them out. They're called Melodic Energy Commission. We'll be right back.
shoulder length, the tail, we're gliding, gliding, gliding snail.
All right, all you escargot lovers, snails, that's for you. MEC, Melodic Energy Commission, Escargot, featuring Don Zalaman. And Don and crew will be set up on 4th and Vine for a pretty interesting show. They got a theremin and a lot of interesting exotic instruments, and that's on August 16th. Right there on the street, 4th and Vine, part of Summer of Love. Thank you, Melodic Energy Commission. Right now, here on the program called Son of Night Dreams, formerly Radio Radio, my name is Long John Tanner, and for the last 50 years plus, I've been watching the skies, not just as an astronomer, but as a UFO fanatic. And I can call myself a fanatic because I have seen what I believe are UFOs back in 1957 and 64 in Kelowna, and I've also met a number of people who have had UFO encounters. And so after a while, you know, you get so much information that you realize something's going on out there, despite what some astronomers might say and what scientists will say, disavowing it. But, you know, there's just too many good reports out there to disavow that anything is going on. And more governments now around the world are admitting it. Well, we've got one of the world's best experts on UFOs. His name is Michael Stranick, and he lives right here on the West Coast. Michael, nice to have you aboard here.
Good to be back, as always. Well, you're certainly right about that. There is a real phenomenon. Whether these things are extraterrestrials from another planet, that's an open question, but there certainly is a phenomenon that needs to be explained. And it looks like this time around, we are just overloaded with stuff. There is way too much to even give you an overview on. And of course, when this sort of thing happens, media boredom sets in, and they just don't want to cover things. But there have been a lot of rumors about things happening in BC. I don't have any details yet. A lot of reports from back east, and they're all pretty vague. But some of the more interesting things are there have been several encounters, or I should say collisions, with airplanes at high altitudes. And whatever these things are that are hitting these airplanes, they are not meteorites, and they are certainly not birds. The activity in Australia that we've discussed has now moved on to New Zealand. And I guess the big news would be from the Texas sightings from back in January, thanks to the Mutual UFO Network that I was the head of here for over 10 years, and their freedom of information requests. We now have radar confirmations on several events around both Stephenville and around George Bush's ranch. Probably the major activity right now, though, is in the UK, just about everywhere. Lots of videos, lots of photos. If you want to check them on the net, look for the smaller newspapers, not the large ones. And the police are now chasing these things by car and by helicopter. So they are just all over the UK. And again, people just see so many of these things that it's not newsworthy anymore.
That's interesting, you know.
Newspapers
are kind of ignoring it. But if you go online, you can find out lots of information. And I was reading with interest that info you sent me about that object that was seen headed towards George W. Bush's ranch. Although apparently it never went over the ranch, but it went near it. And there was different sizes. Some thought it was like a mile across, and there's been some pretty big UFOs sighted lately, too.
Yeah, well, it started, I think, with the flying triangles and especially the Phoenix Lights that's become a legend, where these things are described. They went from 3 times the size of a football field to well over a mile in diameter. I mean, these are big suckers, whatever they are.
Really. It's quite amazing. And, you know, the world is definitely going to have to realize that there's something going on out there. And we got to figure out what the heck it is, you know.
Well, most of the world does realize it. It's North America that keeps the most quiet about it.
I guess. Okay.
Although, if you dig, the Canadian government is far more open about these things than the U.S. government.
True, true. All right. Well, thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert, for that enlightening report on the state of unidentified flying objects.
My pleasure.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks, Michael.
Will do.
Thank you. Back to Son of Night Dreams. Keep your eye in the sky.
Sipping sherry branded by moonlight's just a game people are playing tonight. Seriously, terror advances. In America, and churches of greed and sin. Nah, it's cool, you go, I'll stay perfectly at home with this dread. Dark leaves form a thread. We'll be right back. of the waitress is there. A late September sunlight travels through her hair. It wants to be seen. Nah, it's cool. You go, I'll stay perfectly at home with this dread. Doc Lee's form her thread.
Destroyer, yes, Dan Bejar and Destroyer. And that is one of my favorite CDs these days, Trouble in Dreams, that song Dark Leaves Form a Thread from Destroyer's latest CD. And I know that some portions of Destroyer and or the New Pornographers will be performing on August 30th, 31st, I think it is, the end of the month. It's of August, that is. The end of August, not this month. Down at Malkin Bowl down in Stanley Park. Look into that. I'm just trying to figure out who is playing when. It's a two-night thing, and it's a little confusing, but hopefully you can figure that out. Just before Destroyer, we had Renminbi performing something called Big Sur. Okay, I think there was something about that I was supposed to say. Was it a delirious double play? No, we did one of those already. Oh, who knows? It's getting delirious here, I tell you.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we're working on that. All right, it's coming up to the top of the hour in just a few minutes here. You are tuned to Son of Night Dreams, and you're tuned with Jolly John till 7:30, and then Gary Kay is in Radio Free GAC. Yes, you'll have adventures in Waterloo. And right now, we're going to play something for those of you out on the highway right now. Your ashtray's full? Oh, that's why you've been throwing cigarette butts out your window. The ashtray is full. I was trying to figure that out. Anyway, if you're driving in your car, if you're on the road in a truck or whatever you're cruising in right now, we got a couple of songs for you right now. We're going to go back in time, at least 52 years, my God, to 1956, just for you motorists. And starting off with Gene Vincent.
Cruising, looking for my gal. I'm cruising, going nowhere. I'm cruising, looking for my gal. I'm cruising for a boom, bat, and man, the third is gonna get cruising. Got to find my gal. Cruising.
cruising, so we can be a pair cruising. Wondering where she's at. I'm cruising for my date. I hope I find it before it's way too late. Ah! Going here and cruising. Got to buy my gal. I'm cruising for a fight. That man with her will have to not cruise. Cruising. Looking for my gal. I'm cruising.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Fusion, transfusion, I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. A rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Alan. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line-crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make that type O, huh?
Oh.
Transfusion, transfusion, I'm a solid mess of contusions. I'm never gonna speed again, yeah. Well, I am slowing down, folks. You know, the big 6-5 is coming here in the less than a month, and I decided to slow down my speed, yeah. Oh, well, that was Nervous Norvis. His real name was Jimmy Drake. Yes, he was a guy that used to record demos for amateur songwriters on his little tape recorder, and he recorded some songs for himself, too. And that one, well, that was a big one back in 1956. Before that, featuring Cliff Gallup on guitar from 1956, Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps, Cruise.
This is Rob, Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead. Boom.
Thank you.
fun. I wonder if they'll miss me. I won't miss them. The cemetery is my home. I want to be a part of it, invisible even to the night. Then I'll read poetry to the stones. Maybe one day I could be one of them, wise and silent, waiting for someone to love me, waiting for someone to kiss me. I'm 15 years old and I feel it's already too late to live.
Yeah.
CITR, Son of Night Dreams. Van Cougar, that's the name of the band. Yeah, Growling Away, Canadian Tuxedo, the title of that latest CD, Van Cougar. It's hard to say Van Cougar. I don't know why, but anyway, Obvious was the title track of that Obvious song. And for that, M83 from their Saturdays Equals Youth. M83 perform Graveyard Girl right here on Son of Night Dreams. Well, it's getting closer. Yes, the weekend is creeping up on us here. It looked like it was going to rain out there, actually, but it's just a few clouds to cool things down. It's pretty hot and muggy, and the 31st Annual Folk Festival, as we mentioned, Jericho Beach Park is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And one of the bands I'm looking forward to seeing again, they're back after being away for a year, Double Standard from Austria. Here they are right now. Featuring Noah Moore.
Yes, there's life after you.
for my black eyes. It takes a good friend.
And that's the music of, well, can you tell? Did you know that was Plants and Animals? There you are, from back east, Montreal, I believe. They're Canadian, Plants and Animals, good friend. Ah, yes, and just before that, out of Austria, we had the band Double, spelt like bubble with a D, Standard, featuring Noah Moore, and Love Can Grow. And, of course, Paul Zaski and Robbie Ost will be here with Double Standard. They're this weekend. They're at the Folk Festival performing in Jericho Beach Park. They were here a couple of years ago, and they grabbed my ear when they played, and I've been hanging on to that CD waiting for them to come back, and they're back. They're coming. Okay. Maybe we'll see you at Jericho Beach Park this weekend. And just before we depart here on Son of Night Dreams, Jolly John, your host, making way for Gary Kay, Radio Free Gak, coming up next. And don't forget the jazz show with Gavin Walker, 9 till midnight tonight. Dark Matter Man here checking the night sky. The planet Jupiter dominates the southeastern sky these nights. It's visible by 10 o'clock. You can't miss it. It's a big, bright gob of light that doesn't twinkle. Binoculars show the moons, the Galilean satellites. And about 30 to 50 power in your telescope shows at least two of Jupiter's equatorial cloud belts. It's a beautiful sight low in the southeastern sky. By midnight, it's due south. And the moon, the almost full moon, will be about 3 degrees south of Jupiter during the night in a couple of nights from now. And if you want to see some satellites, check out the International Space Station. Go to the website Heavens Above. They'll give you all the information when it's coming over. It will be passing over in the evening soon. It's going over in the middle of the night right now. And that's that. Okay, we're going to make way for Gary Kay. Jolly John wishing you happy trails. Maybe we'll see you at Jericho Beach Park this weekend. In the meantime, that's it from CITR's Son of Night Dreams. Happy trails. Roxy Music.
Thank you. Can't be done, huh?
The switch?
The switch.
Can't be done.
I wonder.
Do you realize in the entire history of Western civilization, no one has successfully accomplished
the college radio DJ
switch? In the Middle Ages, you could get locked up for even suggesting it.
Between July 21st and July 27th, CITR 101.9 FM presents the first annual CITR Show Swap. The CITR Show Swap is when CITR programmers are given the opportunity to see how the other half lives and host each other's shows for a week. Between July 21st and July 27th, CITR's programming schedule will be turned upside down, and so will your frowns. It's kind of like Freaky Friday, but for CITR DJs. So be sure to tune in for what will undoubtedly be an interesting radio experience. That's the first annual CITR Show Swap between July 21st and July 27th, only on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!